From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai to the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don early today crashed, killing 62 people on board. Russia's emergency ministry said the Boeing 737 operated by the Dubai-based Fly Dubai budget carrier had a passenger list including 33 women, 18 men, and 4 children, most of whom were Russian. A spokesman for Fly Dubai addressed the media, expressing the airline's shock and concern for the families of those lost.
Our primary concern is for the passenger and the crew involved at this stage. Everyone in our company is in deep shock, and our hearts go out to all loved ones of those involved.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said providing assistance to those families is a priority. Russia's investigative committee believes human error, bad weather, and technical failure may have contributed to the crash. The top suspect in the terror attacks in Paris last year has been discharged from the hospital in Brussels today and will face official questioning and a fast-tracked extradition to France. After an emergency defense council meeting at the presidential palace in Paris, the French interior minister called the capture of 26-year-old Salah Abdeslam on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. Abdeslam, who is a suspected accomplice, were injured when they were captured by police on Friday. Sven Marie is his lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
The International Police Agency, Interpol, urged European countries to be extra vigilant at their borders. This is VOA News.